I'm going to read, can you adjust it? I'm going to read three poems. The first one starts with the pale saint. It all begins for Lazarus at the sound of the bell, late nights at the White Hart, where he met his wife and the girl he sees twice a week, Alice, whose complaints are compensated for by her huge smile and the joke she gives, and the wink she gives after a joke or when she orders a pint of ale. Lazarus knows his way home by the feel of brick on his palms and knuckles, his ankles rolling and buckling, his hands following the endless wall around the corner. Perhaps a trip or a fall, though it's less than a quarter mile to his door, sometimes he fails to make it at all. Not by Alice's blame, who lives a mile the other way, but the saints, the saint he meets lying in the street, needing help, always hoarse, beckoning Lazarus nearer. And as his head falls close to the saint's lips, Lazarus becomes warm, feels safe, until held up by the armpits, feet dragging, and his reason for the siren. The next poem is called Craft. So they offered me 5 shillings, and when I asked what for, they said all the dead needed to be taken in. But I could not understand how whole fields of generations could be packed into the craft. They assured me it could be done, and done in a matter of hours with my help. But I stood there, all calm, barely considering it, ignoring the wind that changed, ignoring the terrible stench that blew into my face as they raced around me, almost panicking, constantly pointing to the sun to remind me time was running out. And still I stood there, all casual beneath the craft, fondling its belly, marveling at the clean shine of my growing reflection. And the final poem is called Captain of the Lighthouse. The late hour trickles to morning, the cattle low profusely by the anthill, where brother and I climb in Coalland's End. We are watchmen, overlooking a sea of hazel acacia green, over torrents of dust whipping about in whirlwinds and dirt tracks that reach us as firth. We man our lighthouse, cattle as ships. We throw warning lights whenever they come too close to our jagged shore. The Antil, the Orus Earth Lighthouse, from where we hurl stones like light in every direction. Tafara stands on its summit speaking in sea talk. Aye, aye, my lad, our ships are coming, and hurls a rock at the dumb cow sailing in. A beefy hulk jolts and turns. Aye, captain, another ship saved, I cry, and furl my fingers into an air-long telescope, searching for more vessels in the day-night. Now they low on the Antil, stranded in the dark, their sonorous cries haunt through the night. Aye, methinks, me miss my brother. Captain of the Lighthouse, set sail from Land's End into the deepest Seven Sea.